California legislators have been called to Sacramento today for a special session to deal with the state's staggering $21 billion deficit. Governor Gray Davis has proposed $10 billion in mid-year cuts, setting the stage for a fight between Democrats who want to raise taxes and Republicans who say there's still a lot more cutting to do. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
Governor Davis dropped his budget axe hardest on California schools, with an across-the-board cut at every grade level, from kindergarten to the state's universities. That's not sitting well with educators, who were among Davis's strongest political supporters.
We refuse to go back to bake sale survival. It just doesn't work.
Caprice Young, president of the Los Angeles Unified School Board, led a feisty press conference with fellow education officials last week, hoping to fend off the proposed cuts, which could top $3 billion by next year.
Our test scores in the state of California are up. We're doing our job. Our kids are doing better. So we're here saying no cuts. Don't force us to increase class size. Don't force us to cut teacher salaries. We're not going to do it.
Along with the school cuts, Davis is proposing slashing thousands from the state's workforce and cutting billions from transportation projects and health and welfare services for the elderly, blind, and disabled. But Casey McKeever of the Western Center on Law and Poverty says without proposing any new taxes, Davis is putting too much of the burden of balancing the budget on the state's most vulnerable residents.
You can't impose the entirety of such a horrendous crisis of this sort on only those who are in fact least able to afford it.
But Davis's no new tax proposal pleased state Republican leaders who vowed to fight any increases. While still in the minority in the legislature, Republicans did pick up enough seats in November to spoil Democrats' ability to raise taxes. Any increases must be approved by a two-thirds majority. Republican Assemblyman John Campbell, who sits on the Budget Committee, says there's still more cutting that can be done.
The history of this one-party rule we've had in this state the last 4 years is that the money will be spent. So if you raise taxes, it will not solve the problem. The only thing that will solve the problem is fundamental restructuring of government spending.
Democrats say the deficit can't be closed with cuts alone, and Davis isn't ruling out increases in next year's budget, which he must propose by early January.
No program will be held harmless, and it will not be possible. It will not be possible for us to meet this fiscal challenge if decisions are driven by politics, fear, or rigid ideology.
This budget battle is playing out in state houses across the country. More than 40 states are in the red. Ray Shapock of the National Governors Association says states are facing the worst fiscal crisis since World War II.
California, unfortunately, has a problem probably worse than the average, and the average across the country is pretty bad.
Shapock says governors are stepping up calls for federal intervention, and editorials from the Sacramento Bee to the New York Times are urging Washington to send cash quickly. But a federal bailout or a rebounding economy isn't looking likely, and that has California's lawmakers bracing for a difficult session beginning today, and a fight that everyone agrees won't be pretty. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.